This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on Blackman, B-L-A-C-K-M-A-N, first name Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, date of birth, April 1st, 1993, date of evaluation, February 18, 2026, the chief complaint, 32-year-old female with history of valvular regurgitation. The HBI. The patient is a 32-year-old female with distant history of palpitation and chest pain who was found to have mild regurgitation, period. She is seen here for follow-up evaluation of her regurgitation, period. She states that she has palpitations once every few months, period. She also notes occasional chest discomfort every few months, period. She has had no exertional symptoms, period. She has no dyspnea, period. The past medical history includes one, anxiety disorder, next number, positive ANA, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, next number, rhinoplasty, next number, septoplasty, next number, wisdom tooth removal, next number, turbinate surgeries, period. The medications, Lexapro 10 milligrams one daily, Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN, Multivite daily, herbal supplements, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with lupus, paternal grandfather with heart disease, mother had unknown cancer, father had lung cancer, maternal grandmother had leukemia. Review of systems, correction, social history, patient denies cigarettes or drug use, but notes occasional alcohol use. Review of systems, otherwise significant for dental caries, review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, period. She does have depression, period. The physical exam, the vital signs, blood pressure, 113/58, pulse, 76, respiratory rate, 16, weight, 120.2 pounds, height, 67 inches. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Examination otherwise unremarkable. The ECG reveals sinus rhythm 63 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 32-year-old female with history of valvular regurgitation who is seen in for initial evaluation, period. She has history of SLE, period. She further has history of anxiety and a positive ANA, period. She retrospectively noted cool extremities, period. Given her history of positive ANA and cool extremities, I wonder if she may have a vasculitis, period. The plan will refer to Dr. Mickey Newell to evaluate for SLE and vasculitis, echocardiogram to assess regurgitant medications, follow-up, telemedicine follow-up in 2-4 weeks, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.